Learning from workshop participants. Think about your own professional code of conduct and how this might translate into everyday working practice to inform how you work with those who have experienced sexual violence. Having read the letters, consider what skills and professional attributes you may need to use in your encounters. For example, consent and confidentiality, non-judgmental practice, holistic care, and working with other professionals.